We have maybe the next Dana White of Fight Promotion on the line with us. It's Dada 5000. Dada, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you doing? We'll go in depth into the backyard fights and the cruise ship fights in a little bit here. But first, could you walk us through an average day in the life of Dada 5000?
Well, you know, that's pretty cool, actually, because I get a chance to do things that a lot of people, you know, think is not really possible. You know, the day to night, the life of me is interesting because of the challenges that I take on and the obstacles that I, you know, actually hurdle over, right? Coming up beside Perrine, you know, that's a trade. It's a skill, just surviving, right? So it's always, you know, interesting because there's so many things that could stop what you're doing in an instant. So you always got to keep your head on the swivel, you know. But it's interesting. Again, it's like a skill, you know, just surviving.
Yeah. I want to get to your current day promotion, but let's talk about your roots. Obviously, Billy Corbin's documentary Dogfight, available on CocaineCowboys.com, chronicles the Backyard Fighting League at the famous Green House. How did this all start? Tell us about your motivation to start the Backyard Fights and the first fights that you put on there at the famous Green House.
Well, the motivation was because a childhood friend by the name of Kevin Ferguson, known to the world as Kimbo Slice, first did the backyard fight. And it was by accident, actually, that it got on YouTube. And millions of views later, he became a phenomenon. Now, he stayed right up the street from me. So we used to go to each other's house and race in the road and same school buses, same school. So we were both products of that environment. So he stated once he got an opportunity, you know, and he made a business out of this. He stated, Dada, I want you to come roll with me. I'm going to go fight Ray Mercer, right? And we went out to Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Boardwalk Hotel and Casino. And from there, I started seeing, okay, well, this is a market that they left too soon. So I told them, I said, listen, you guys, sir, you're going pro now. Let me do the backyard fighting. Right? And we could have a breeding farm full of talented guys, you know? And they didn't see that vision, you know? And I get that because, again, that was my vision. Everybody's not going to agree or identify or go along with your belief, your vision. So I stepped away from them, and I knew that it was a need to do this. I knew that we were the gray area between MMA and boxing. You know, and I knew that I could speak and I had what it takes to get corporate America, you know, to trade in their suits and their ties for baseball hats and tennis shoes and come on down to South Florida. So I started putting these events together, and we grew so much over a course of years. You know, when I first done it, when I first put together the first show, we didn't have no parameters. You know, it was a group of individuals that was making a circle. That didn't work out too well, but we've seen how we had to implement new strategies in place from actually going through certain events to say, this is what we need to do to rectify this situation. That's what we need to do to rectify that situation. And before you know it, man, everybody, you know, was addicted to, you know, backyard fighting and started growing all over the world like wildfire.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, things grew and the greenhouse turned into part of Miami legend. I'm not going to give up too much because folks need to see Dogfight for themselves. But at what point did you realize, whoa, holy shit, this has really become a huge deal?
When ESPN gave me a call and they flew down, right? And we did an event, and it was like, whoa, I thought that this stuff was a myth. I thought that this stuff does not take place in modern-day society. And I'm like, listen, we're doing it. You guys call it underground. I never started underground. So I don't know what it's like to come from underground and still do this. So if I was a problem, You know, I was a problem that no one had an answer for, because they always thought, and this was led to believe, that it was something that was secretive or underground, you can't promote it. But I was all over social media. I was everywhere, you know, with it. But when ESPN got a hold of it, Miami Times, just to, you know, just give you a 0 to 60 briefly, I was nominated for 2 Emmys on NBC. Right? We had the president of NBC, Mr. Dan Brown, come out to our house, a dude who runs a multi-billion-dollar network. He was in my mom's yard eating fried chicken, having the grandest time of his life. Right? We had Gordo De La Flocka off of Univision. Right? Okay. We had Casasarado off of Telemundo. We turned around and went big in Maxim magazine. ESPN 5 times. ESPN 60, ESPN Radio, Dan Levitard, Joey Taylor, ESPN, Mike and Mike. What else we've done? We've done Maximum, you know, went very big in Maximum. Miami Herald dozens of times. Just like I'm talking to you now, you know, I've built great relationships with guys like 50 Cent, guys like Akon, got several projects out coming out with Akon. We've done the movie Hurt Somebody, you know, excuse me, that's coming out on his up-and-coming album, Stadium, which we've done 2 mini-movies as well. Done a project with EA Sports with Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, you name it, you know. I've done it. We didn't even get to the movie yet, you know, Dogfight, you know. So, and there's a lot of other things that we got, you know, that's actually coming out. So that's when I knew it was real, when corporate America gravitated towards it and I started getting the feedback. Like, yo, Donna, my email is going crazy, you know, my social media is going crazy. This is one, this right here came from Michael Lofty, who was a producer for E60. We did a project with Vice Media out in L.A., you know, so it's like we have so much stuff. Taboo, USA, you know, Home Strange Home, broke records on that. So it's currently nothing that I can't do and nobody that I'm not dealing with. And with this movie is just going to solidify, you know, my place as one of the greatest. See, keep one thing in mind, right? And that's this. I didn't invent backyard fighting. We all can agree this stuff's been around since the Roman Coliseum days. But I did play an innovative part. You know, I took something, history repeats itself. I took something, you know, that people were familiar with, you know, and I altered its appearance. I made it more catching to the eye, and I represented it to the public. And I caught the world's attention, sort of like going fishing with good bait. You know, so by me playing the innovative role, that just puts me in a position to say, hey, listen, you know, I think that I'm a thinker. I think that I'm effective at what it is that I'm doing. I got grassroots tactics. I know how to promote. I know the demographics in which I'm promoting with. And to nip it all in the bud, I've sat out with an individual that a lot of people, you know, they have their different opinions about, you know. And this guy pretty much, you know, gave me the game. And I felt that I was already on the right track. Now, I'm not going to agree with all of the ideology behind him, but at the end of the day, he's a genius, and he has not gotten this far by being dumb, naive, foolish, or stupid. And that guy's name is the legendary, the one, the only, Don King. I sit down and I talk to Don King, just like how, you know, I'm doing this interview. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's like he took lemons and made lemonade with it, right? So when you talk about being able to promote, being able to get the public on board, you know, I seen how he did certain things. And inside a course of hours, everything that he stated to me, I can't utilize it. But certain things he stated, I could take it and I could utilize it to make me a better person. The same thing with 50, Akon, all of these individuals, Ross, you know, all of these guys. I think I'm the luckiest man in the world because I have, you know, a team full of individuals. Arnold Palmer, you know, I love that dude, man. If I'm out in Orlando, I'm not getting a hotel. I'm sleeping at Arnie's place.
That's awesome.
And that's what it's about, man. You know, people deal with those that earn for them. So I think that at the end of the day, they don't look at me as a dude coming from the hood. You know, they look at me, you know, as this is a thinker, this is an educated individual that knows what he wants, and he's putting people in the position so they can live their dreams. Right now, a lot of people are alive, but they're not living.
I couldn't agree more with that man. You're full of charisma. I want to ask a couple more questions about the backyard fights before we move on to what you're doing now. Part of the documentary Dogfight has a state legislator tell us that if a fighter were to tragically die in the ring, two people would be going to jail: the man who dealt the fatal blow and the man who promote the fight. You. Were you scared out of your mind watching these fights, knowing that you were maybe one punch away from going to jail yourself?
You know what's so interesting about that? You know, being a leader, right? A leader of many. Things like that, you know, I know that it exists, but I don't never go into nothing, you know, with fear. What is fear? False evidence appearing real. See, if they could have done something to me, be truthful, they would have been did it a long time ago. Right? Because they have a job. This is business. It's not personal. Hey, Dada, you better stop this. We're going to come lock you up. Okay, I'm going to do it again. Why? Because at the end of the day, I've done my research. I've done my homework. Now, I'm going to say Metro Dade Police Department, you know, is the best police department on the planet, because they allowed me to make history, and I did it with grace and respect. None of these individuals ever got a call to come out. No paramedics. Nobody has ever gotten a call to assist someone medically, you know, and to my staff, and to, you know, our numbers were few, but our presence was great. You know, I'm pretty sure of certain things that people spoke about, but, you know, at the end of the day, I knew that this right here needed to be done, and I think I did more than 20-plus shows doing 7-8 fight cards, you know, each, you know, and changing the course of history as far as, you know, revolutionizing the way that individuals look at extreme reality. So to answer your question, you know, no, I mean, I never thought about it like that. It was always there, but I wasn't going to ponder on it. You know, we had certain paperwork in place. We had the waivers, we had the property release and the talent release. The waivers, they can't sue each other, get a black eye, get a broke nose. Property release, the owners of the property know that you guys are fighting here. We know that, you know, we know you're fighting here. And the talent release, you know that you are being, you know, filmed. See, a lot of individuals, they fail to realize that. I think that I've gotten more fame, more exposure, more notoriety, has educated the world about this culture, this subculture called backyard fighting, than anybody the past 100 years before me. No one the past 100 years before me have done the game like how I did it. When you talk about taking the butter from the duck, I did exactly just that. I took the butter from the duck. It's nothing that nobody can ever do that's going to make me say, damn, why didn't I think of that? No one will ever come inside the backyard underground fighting, street fighting, and make me say, whoa, they did something that I didn't do. See, everything that I did was a calculated step, almost like premeditated in a sense, because I understood, you know, that these are my people. You know, people say, hey, Dada, this is illegal, this is violence. I tell you what, this is not illegal, because this is mutual consent between two consenting grown adults. No one is under the influence of any drugs, narcotics. No one is being forced. No one's parents is being kidnapped, held hostage, you know, saying, hey, you guys are going to do this or we're going to do that. No, these individuals, they agree to go back there and trade hands in the front of the biggest, you know, fan base in America. Now, also with that, I would rather these guys inside my backyard fighting to make a few honest bucks opposed to waiting inside your backyard to tie you up and take what you got when you come home from a hard day's worth of work. See, these guys, they have no skill sets. They have no education. They're not crafty with their hands. They have no trade. But what they do got is a criminal record. What they do got, you know what I'm saying, is a lot of pressure stress, you know? What they do, guys, is they got their two hands and they got the will, they got the heart to get back there, knowing that you're not guaranteed to come out of that cage how you're going in. You may walk out with a gash or a scar that you may have to take with you for the rest of your life. But that's just a small token that they pay for a shot at glory. If Kimbo did it, I can do it too. If Lovell did it, I can do it too. If Bruce Leroy did it, I can do it too. The list goes on and on and on of individuals that fighting professional from the backyard. Again, we bring them out. $5,305 BYB, we make the weekend. I just want to plug this last thing. And they say, hey, $5,000. You crazy. You nuts if you think that backyard fight is ever going to blow up. Well, they're right about two things. I am crazy. I am nuts, but that's what's going to make me great, because I dare to do the things that others will hesitate. I see it. I believe if it make good business sense, I'll proceed. But they were wrong to think that backyard fight was not going to blow up. If they knew anything about me and my track record, they know that, you know what I'm saying, hey, if I had to get a job right now, it would have to be for FedEx or UPS, because I deliver. I deliver, you know?
Dude, you should be in the WWE the way you cut an epic promo, man. You just touched on it. This was the only way out for a lot of the men fighting behind the greenhouse. What do you think needs to be done to improve the living conditions for those living on a different side of Miami that not many folks talk or even know about?
Well, you know, that's the dark side. That's the dark side, man. We're fucking like 15. If you're on South Beach, right? That's the glamour, the life, everything that's beautiful about Miami, right? But just 10, 15 minutes on the other side, you got Overtown that stays on the first 48. When you go over that bridge, you know, it's like anything can happen. They don't talk about that because that's messing with their money. You know, and tourism is big in Miami. So when you look at it where we are from, you know, it's a lot of pain now. It's a lot of suffering now. It's hard times. It's a part of the culture. You know, some of these situations we put ourselves in and some of them we were born in. You know, when you talk about making do, doing without, having to go on, you know, so you could do better, you know, that right there defines who we are as survivors. And you got a lot of people that don't understand it. And you know what, though? It's cool that they don't understand it, because it's kind of hard. They have to come and they have to spend a day in the hood with $5,000, and then they'll understand why we do what we do, you know? Because no one is giving us anything. So we have to be creative. We have to be interesting. And we have to have something. If we're a salesman, what are we selling? We're selling hope. Hey, listen. Who stated that one's opinion of you has to define your reality? Somebody says, you can't do this. You're not going to make it in life. That's your opinion of me. We all have them. While you're sitting there judging me, telling me what I can't do, I'm not going to let that define my reality. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use that as motivation. And I'm going to continue to engage in consistent action. Now, when you look at these individuals coming from these low, run-down, poverty-stricken communities and subdivisions, right? Most of these individuals, they are born already behind the eight ball. They were raised up inside of a single-parent home where the parent is not the mom or the dad. It's the grandmother. So at the end of the day, she's there. She can't force, you know what I'm saying, the positiveness of education, because she dropped out in the second or third grade to go work in the bean fields. So now you have kids raising kids. That's why the murder rate is so high, because you got babies having babies. I see it firsthand. I'm a mentor to a lot of children in West Toronto. I'm more than just a promoter. You know, I'm more than just a dude who just said, hey, I'm going to take backyard fight to another level. Man, I'm sitting down with kids, you know, that the parents don't really even give a damn about. don't even know where they are at 9, 10, 11 at night. This is what's Quran. This is what they don't want you to know. So they would never put this inside of a position because it's going to mess up the current situation. You know, and that right there is the promotion of what, you know, is relevant towards them. But we're doing some pretty amazing things. You know, we give out a lot of turkeys now, like each year. We give out thousands of turkeys. Something as small as a turkey can mean a lot. Because somebody stated, hey, listen, you know, you got $5? I heard a dude say, you know, no, I don't have $5. Man, you ain't got $5? Well, apparently you don't need it. You know, because you're asking me. And I understood right then that the struggle is real. Something so small can mean a lot, especially when you ain't got it. It's almost impossible, you know what I'm saying, to actually go on. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle every day, you know. But that's why I sit down and I isolate myself away from society so I can think. And I came across concepts and ideas to help shape, you know what I'm saying, how we look at extreme reality. You know, and I will run for office within the next few years, you know, political, you know, because at the end of the day, I understand what it takes for me to put my people inside of a different situation, inside of a different bracket. You know, it takes somebody to understand what's going on to fix the problem, because I came from the problem, you know. So I understand how the solutions, you know what I'm saying, must be implemented in. So, you know, I know how to say, you know what I'm saying, my people, not just my people, you know what I'm saying, the have-nots all over the world. You know, it don't matter what color you is, what race you is. If you're a minority, you can identify with hard times. Backyard fighting was just a catalyst, a stepping stone to educate the people that we are for real. We're down here. They say, hey, welcome to the third world. Okay, welcome to Miami-Dade County, because it's just like the third world.
Man, that's powerful, man. I would vote for you, and I think anyone else who heard the passion you speak with would do the exact same. Let's fast forward to current day. You got a cease and desist from the state, and instead of bringing the backyard fights deeper underground, you decided to legitimize it and hold legal sanctioned fights, including an event on a cruise ship. Where did you get that idea from?
Wow, it's so interesting you stated that, right? You know, I would never bend, fold, break, or shift from my beliefs. And I was going to do something on July 4th of last year, right? It was going to be on a pay-per-view scale, you know, because I generated just that much faith, you know, inside corporate America. And they said, you know, we're going to see what we can do. So when people start realizing, whoa, this dude already is giving a tail without no machines behind him, of his own creativity and ingenuity. You had, and this is no exaggeration, you had individuals. You had more than 300 calls come into the Florida Boston State Athletic Commission's office, right? They even called Vegas. They even called Jersey. You know, and it was like, hey, we want to do backyard fighting. The Vegas Boxing Commission was like, excuse me? Yeah, we want to do backyard fighting. You know, like Kimbo Slice, yeah, we're familiar with Kimbo Slice. You know how he got famous? Yeah, we know how he got famous. We want to do that. No, we don't sanction that. We do not do that. Well, you guys have to do it. They're doing it in Florida. I'm like, look at this shit. You know, they did the same thing, you know what I'm saying, to Jersey. That put Florida in a position to say, you know what? You have these MMA and boxing promoters saying, this dude got a 5,000 is a problem. He has to be stopped. We're spending out $50K to $100K on these events. You know, we have insurance that we have to, you know, pay for. We have venues. We have this. We have that. And sometimes we don't even recoup our money back. But this guy is going front page all over the world. He's doing all of this stuff. He has no overhead. Obviously, he has the winning recipe. So either you guys stop him, or we're going to start doing things like how he's doing. So you had, you know, the vice president from the Florida Boxing State Athletic Commission and a few of their constituents ride from Tallahassee, rode past the greenhouse, and went to the local police authority, Station 4. And they had a two-hour-long meeting about myself, So the boxing commission said, listen, we don't have arresting powers. We need you to go to this dude and let him know that if he was to do this event on the 4th, you know what I'm saying, he needs to be arrested. Underneath what code? Underneath what chapter? Underneath what status? They implemented some stuff in right then and there. Laws and rules are implemented in when people are faced with the problem. They'll make a law to make sure that you don't do what you're doing. So you had 30 carloads of police officers, from the lieutenant, from the damn captain. This was big. You know, and they came, they knocked on the door. I'm like, whoa, these police in this from? Got off 5,000? Yes, this is the world's famous greenhouse. Listen, we know about, you know, the event that you're doing. You know, obviously, you've got the attention of some pretty big people, you know, and you can't do it. All of us are on the same team, you know, and Tallahassee just rolled down. We just had a two-hour-long meeting. I looked that officer right in his face, and I said, listen, I'm still going to do it. He's like, you mean to tell me, I'm telling you, what's going to happen to you if you do this event, and you're telling me that you're still going to do it? I say, yeah, I'm still going to do it. He pulled me to the side. He's like, listen, you know, there's no cameras out here. I understand what they're trying to do to you, you know? I'm sitting back and I'm like, listen, I've been doing this now for quite some time. Yeah, and now you've gotten the attention of some pretty, pretty big folks. They want you arrested.
Wow.
Then they came up. And when they came up, you know, they was trying to tell me, hey, why don't you do it like this? You made a name for yourself. Why don't you come over to this side and sanction it and get it legal? This, that, a third, then there's nothing special about me. I'll be no different than none of these other shows. I will falter, go under, and never be spoken or seen or heard of again. No, I'm going to find interesting ways, you know, for me to do what it is that I'm doing. And I guess they thought I was joking. I guess they thought I was kidding. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, they knew me. You know what I'm saying? They knew, you know, I've been doing the basketball fight and I was pretty successful with it. But it's a difference because last year, you know what I'm saying, I was doing it, you know what I'm saying, on a high level, you know what I'm saying, representing the South. Now this year, I'm out on this cruise ship, you know what I'm saying, with a diamond-shaped $30,000 triangular cage on pay-per-view. That's to let the world know what I'm about. I'm nothing to take light. I'm for real. I got the world backing me. You know what I'm saying? I got all of the entertainers and superstars promoting me. You know, boxers and wrestlers fought inside the squared circle. MMA fighters fought inside the octagon. I'm at my warehouse right now, and I'm looking out my window at a $30,000 diamond-shaped triangular cage. That's a work of art. That's going to debut to the ring. You know, on this ship, none of the superstar fighters that formed and build a name for themselves on the internet is the star. This ring is going to be the center of attention, you know. And again, it's just all of creativity. You know, I have partners in NASCAR. Man, I got my own NASCAR, man. We run Carlos Contreras, you know, with Rick War Racing, you know, car 15, you know, it's the BYD dogfight car, you know, and hell, we running on all the pro channels, man, like Daytona. We just came back, you know, from Virginia, you know, so now we're going to go out to Atlanta, you know, it's the Xfinity Series, the NASCAR. So, you know, I think that I'm not at the top of my game because I'm just getting warm, but this right here is how we're going to, you know, change the course, you know, of extreme entertainment. Once Pacquiao and Mayweather fight on the 2nd, boxing is going to be in a drought because I'm a firm believer that, you know, MMA is definitely trying to take boxing out. You know, boxing is all life support. You know, so we're going to put MMA and boxing in the same hospital and we're going to put them in the same bed. We're going to save the county some money because we're going to get rid of both of them. You know, and a lot of those guys are going to come over to what we're doing because we are pure. When we say may the best man win, we really mean that, you know? And if somebody wanted to stop me, Oh, good luck with that. They should have tried a couple years ago. Now it's bigger than me. You know, it's much, much bigger than me. I'm just a representative for the movement. I'm just the face. But it's a lot of people behind me that make this thing go. People see me and think that, hey, you know, hey, we get rid of Dada or this, that, and the third, you know, then everything else shuts down. No, I created a machine, you know, that this thing will forever live on. Dada 5000, you know, I got to get me a chip, like a king or something like that, you know what I'm saying, that I could, you know, embody, like sitting on a throne.
I love it. I love it. Just a few more questions. Fighter pay is a hot button issue in MMA currently. And when we spoke the other day, you touched on how you were going to really do your best to pay your fighters a fair wage. Tell us about all the bonuses and pay incentives that are going to be made available to these guys.
Wow. You know, I'm a firm believer. You know, again, I've spoken with Don King more than several times. You know, man, totaling. We tallied up all of the hours that we chatted. It will be equivalent to days, you know. And I see how the sport has evolved, right? And I see the struggles that are presented to my people every day. So I say, yo, these individuals, you know, they have families, they got bills, they got, you know, obligations, you know, and they're going out there and they're risking it all. You know, and we're the gray area between MMA and boxing. We are a pro league now. You know, we're just still bare knuckles, no time, no rounds, you know, go hard. You know, home is no longer an option. Because if you're not going hard and your opponent is, you're going to the hospital. So I understood all of those factors. So when it comes time to pay these guys, even a no-name fighter, right, in a loss, will walk away with more than $1,000. That's a guy that nobody has ever heard of. You know, I fought on the movie, right? I fought a guy named Cedric James. They only paid Cedric as a pro fighter $500.
Wow.
And that dude fought me tooth and nail for $500. I'm a firm believer. Your supplement can cost more than $500. Now you have to give them, you know, your trainers, you know, your management, you know, and after a tough fight, man, you only got paid $500, you're going to walk away with $100, maybe $200. Now you're second-guessing yourself after your wife or your significant other cuss you out for being stupid because you trained so hard just to walk away with $200. Now individuals start getting jobs. So I say, you know what, though, we're going to restore faith back to the people, to the hardcore people. And we're going to, you know, put these guys inside a position that they can be excited. We're going to give them, you know, a purse just for showing up. Give an example, $1,500 to show them. It could be as high as $2,500, $3,000 to show them. Another $3,000 to win. You're already at six, right? Now, let's say you knock your guy out. That's a bonus. Let's say you knock him out with a knee or a kick. That's a bonus, right? For those who are fighting, because we have two classes. We have straight hands and we have eight limbs. Let's say you knock your guy out. You may get $1,000, you know, bonus. So now you're at $7,000, right? Let's say you get knocked out of the night. That's a $2,500 bonus, right? So now you're at $9,500. You tell me what boxer or what MMA fighter just coming on board that can make that type of cash. Now, yes, you're going to have a name, you know, if you're up there like that. But, you know, a no-name guy can come on for $1,000, win, that's another $1,000, knock out, that's another $1,000, knock out at night, that's another $2,500. So they can walk away. They can walk away with $5,500. That's not a bad payday. That's not a bad payday at all. You know, I tell these individuals, I say, don't let these fake promoters, you know, sell you a dream. I did. Luckily for me, you know, they failed to realize my hunger. You know, my go hard, the dog that's deep down in me. You know, that I'm never gonna quit. I'm going to keep coming. But I got tired of putting my future in the hands of fake promoters. you know, and you can hear this in my voice. So it's obvious, you notice, that when I was fighting, I said, you know what, if I ever fought again, it's going to be for myself. And I meant that. I cut my MMA license up, you know, on Instagram. And I made it very, very clear. I trained just as hard as any of these fighters, you know, and I will fight on my own card. Maybe not on this one, but before this year's out, that I 5,000 will make headlines all over the world. Because this is what we do. People, they fail to realize that, you know, you're not making no real money in boxing unless you're on pay-per-view or HBO or Showtime. And let's go down that ladder, you know, ESPN Friday night fight. You know, if you're not on pay-per-view, you're not making no sponsorship money, because why are they going to give you money, you know, for, you know, wearing the hat when, you know, the only people that's going to see it is the people that are there. And we all know that you don't get rich off your fight post unless you're top 10. You got a lot of guys that ain't never break top 10. But they are on a pay-per-view card. And they're worth millions of dollars. Because of the level that they're on. I got UFC guys calling me now that have fought inside the UFC. So I understand that these guys are sitting back. They're home. They're waiting on a damn call to come that's obviously never going to come. So me being the person that I am, I'm just giving these individuals, you know, an opportunity. Because you got guys that are training, you know, but they have nowhere to fight at. If it's not Bellator or UFC, where are they going to fight at? They have nowhere to go until now.
Do you have any specific plans yet for the first event as far as a date or how folks can get their hands on watching it?
Yes, I do. The first event will be on the 5th of June. You know, the tickets will be available. We're going to post on social media. You know, I'm still waiting to see, you know, exactly how that's going to be. They will be able to order the event. They can go to BYB Extreme, you know, and they can order the event for $9.99. You know, they could get fighter profile, all access for doing the 24/7, like HBO, you know, do with Mayweather. And the boat information, you know, will be available. But for those that can't, you know, make the trip, you know, they can always go to BYBExtreme.com and actually, you know, order their pay-per-view information, you know, right there. And again, it's like what we do is we put things in context that people, you know what I'm saying, can understand it and appreciate it, you know, and we're bringing, you know, the best fights, not just, you know, from Dade County, but from all over the world, you know. We're like how boxing was when you say, hey, undisputed, you know, heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson. We're fighting guys from all over the world. In September, we're doing a U.S. versus U.K. So we're going to get 10 of the toughest men breathing from the U.S., Kentucky, Philly, Texas, and we're going to fight 10 of the toughest guys, you know, from across the pond, you know, with James Quinn, you know, those guys from the U.K. You know, and again, people say that Dada's crazy, he's nuts. I guess if they think that I was crazy, I was nuts. I guess what I'm about to do next is going to make me totally insane. You know, everybody that's listening to this podcast show, I want them to take out, you know what I'm saying, their cell phones. If they don't have a cell phone, it's okay. Just pull out a pen and a piece of paper. Yeah, I'm from the streets, so I like to deal with my people hand to hand. That's the direct connect, you know. No middleman. My number, 786-439-5957. 786-439-5957. And to those out there that know me, they know that that's my direct number. So I'm not joking. I want everybody, you know, to hit me up, to send me, you know, email, you know, an address so I could, you know, log their information inside of our BYB subscriptional database. Not data, database. You know, so I can keep them abreast on the latest of what's actually going on inside the movement, inside the history of backyard fighting. BYB, that's Backyard Brawls, Extreme Fighting Series. We are the next generation. This is the next evolution of backyard fighting. We're bigger, we're stronger, we're better than ever, you know, and we're going to, you know, take this market, you know, over. It's going to be real exciting when you see guys out there throwing hands with no gloves and they're going at it like two ravishing pit bulls. And the real winners are not the individuals that are in the ring fighting. It's the people that get a chance to witness this stuff live, you know, or to see it raw as it unfolds. You know, these are the definitions of true gladiators. Not just true American gladiators, but gladiators, you know, all over the world. I've just created a home for the toughest Russians, the toughest Brits, the toughest Australians, Irishmen, you know, Americans, Jamaicans, Cubans, Australians, everybody with that can, you know, feel like they got what it takes, we're giving them an opportunity.
Anybody can get it.
Anybody can get it. Exactly. Anybody can get it. I like that one. I heard that one somewhere before. Yeah, I just spent that one. I don't know how to spend it on the side there. Somebody said, I think it was, who it was, Mayweather? Anybody,
I think it was Bronner.
Bronner. Anybody can get it. African, Italian. Yeah, that was awesome.
But yeah, man, we really appreciate you giving our listeners the time to tell them about your story. Go to bybextreme.com. You can follow Dot on Twitter at TheRealDotA5000 and go buy the documentary Dogfight on CocaineCowboys.com for $5. Is there anything else you wanted to mention or any plugs you wanted to get out there before we let you go?
Yes, this is on the buying it at CocaineCowboys.com. It will be the best $5, 500 pennies, 20 quarters you ever spent in your life. It's real, it's raw, it's authentic. You know, they stated, you know, that this movie was too urban, too real, too violent for public consumption, you know? And I beg to differ because this is something that's actually going on. You know, the truth, they would hide from you. But a lie, you don't have to ask for a lie. You know, corporate America, they will volunteer a lie to you. That's something that you don't have to ask for. You know, but yeah, follow me, you know, on Facebook, you know, on Twitter, on Instagram, you know, Dotta5000, the real Dotta5000, you know, and just stay tuned, man, and take this journey to this next level, you know, with me, America. Because, man, I think that, you know, what is the artist? The artist is formed off of creativity and originality. You know, no additives, no preservatives. We started in the backyard. You know, now the world is our backyard. Never been seen before. You know, we're on a mega cruise ship, you know, this June 5th, you know, broadcasting this thing out to the world, you know, with a masterpiece on the top. You know, again, you know, what we're doing is real, is raw, is authentic, and you can't speak of backyard fighting, underground fighting, anywhere in the world without mentioning Dotta5000 name in it.
Dada, your work ethic is inspiring, and you obviously have made the lives for a lot of folks in South Florida a lot better. We wish you the best and hope to have you on again down the road when this new venture of yours starts to pick up steam. Thanks for being you, and thanks for spending a little time with us today.
Hey, man, thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure.
Later, man.
All right, thank you.